Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to the High Lie H2H Battle Court Recap here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and this is recap number 9 for the 2022 inaugural Battle Court High Lie season. And today's show is being brought to listeners by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, Magic City High Lie, BetRivers.com, FantasyHighLie.com, WatchHighLie.com, and BlackStarFundLLLP.com. And now, when you visit BlackStarFundLLLP.com, click on the B2B Social Advisory Channel link, click the Tip Jar link, and go ahead and pay for your 15, 30, or 60-minute advisory call, courtesy of BlackStarFundLLLP.com. And check out all the details on the site, and be sure to like, love, follow, and share all of the High Lie H2H recaps and EPRN podcasts from any platform that you're listening to us on. And we've got a great recap and a lot of info on the H2H Championship coming up here on Sunday, April 17th. And also, some new info just came across about the World Supercourt Qualifier event. I think this is the event qualifier number 2 competition. And I'll be right back with that and all the information and a lot more right after these messages. And Lindsay Savin explaining High Lie H2H to us.
High Lie H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. High Lie H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is High Lie H2H.
The Basque Country, an area roughly the size of Connecticut, located in the Pyrenees Mountains of northern Spain and southwestern France. Here lives the Basques, a proud and spirited people. For centuries, this tiny area would be responsible for producing nearly all the High Lie players in the world. High Lie has its past legends of the sport, and nearly all have played for World High Lie. Great High Lie names such as Chiruca, Chimela, Orbea, Guillermo, to the recent world star. World High Lie has a legacy of greatness. This is High Lie.
Hey, yo, the team can't do it like this. Cause whenever we serve, we know the rules to the game. You hit the back of the line if you miss. And I'm balling with JG, my fellow Pelotary. We running with the Sesta, got it gripped. Like we down in the meadows, mingling with the High Lie cheerleaders in summer 76. Live at the Frontine in Hartford, Connecticut. I'm screaming, make it great again so you can dream. But player, you don't appreciate the intricacies of what's taking place. So there's disdain between your skill and the spectators who bet for you to win. But you get fooled cause you made them lose their cream. While we ball like Arameo, Guarano, and Juan, JG always told me keep my head up and fly high. Now we off the wall, bringing money in like the heart for High Lie.
High Lie, keep the money coming in like the High Lie. High Lie,
slinging it hard. I move around with the cesta with the scoop on one arm. I got my mind on the wind while I'm serving the ball. Like Jeruka and Chimela, your boys are on. Track of John, keep them other players pissed. Like Spectacular 7 scoring the game. It's moving fast and they timed it. Came and went. Voila, make it great again. You can sit to the right and watch me scoop the pelota behind the fence. I dive and roll and lead a crowd in suspense. Like the one and only Freddie Griffin when it's prime time. The first black player in the history of prime times. Bet you didn't know the high lie. Brought a C-Notes. Before Foxwoods, it was Connecticut's casino. So I'm highlighting a time when my city started to shine. I'm resurrecting Harvard through memories with rhymes. I'm a winner like Javier, Salazar, and Umberto. The ball is coming in at 100, so don't get hurt, yo. I do this for my city while you frontin' like a fly guy. You could play the wall while I bring the money in like the
high line, high line, high line, high line. Keep the money coming in like the high line.
I step to the canter, I'm slinging it hard. I move around with the cesta with the scoop on one arm. I got my mind on the wind while I'm serving the ball. Like Jeruka and Chimela, your boys off the wall, off the wall.
What's up, Highlight fans? It's Matt Langhans, aka Douglas, with Magic City Highlight. Listen in for Highlight head-to-head recaps. Check out the recaps on all my wins, along with other Magic City Highlight players. Join EPRN today and be entered into Magic City Highlight EarPods giveaway contest. To be one of 200 lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.us. It's free to join, and EPRN wants to thank you for listening in.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
We're back with Highlight H2H Battle Corp recap for the 2022 inaugural season. I'm your Highlight sportscaster, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And this week I have the scores for the last set of H2H matches for the season. And the championship for Battle Corp Highlight H2H is this Sunday, April 17th at 5 p.m. at the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. The championship match will be between the Cesta Cyclones and the Wall Warriors. Also, H2H will be continuing on after the championship match, and players will be participating in what's coming up to be the World Super Court. They'll be participating in the World Super Court qualifier matches, and I'm assuming that these upcoming qualifying matches are in preparation for the World Super Court event coming up at Magic City in November 2022, and that's coming up shortly. And I'm going to get to the standings, and the standings are as follows for the season ending scores, points that were awarded. The standings are as follows. The Cesta Cyclones are in first place. They have 45.5 points. The Wall Warriors have 37.5 points. The Renegades, Revolte Renegades, have 33.5 points. And the Chula Chargers are in fourth place with 27.5 points. And the Chula Chargers aren't participating in the playoffs. They didn't participate. And actually, the championship match will be between the Cesta Cyclones and the Wall Warriors. But first, we have the scores for Sunday, April 10th, 2022. This locked up the season. This was the final set of matches for the season. And we had the Rebote Renegades versus the Cesta Cyclones. And we had five matches that were played. Four matches. In the first match, we have Wello versus Joseph. Joseph, he picks up the win 6-2 and 6-5 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Ben versus Jedden. Ben picks up the win in the second and third sets, 6-0 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Kubala versus Ikeda. Ikeda picks up the win 6-3 and 6-3. In the fourth match, which was the start of the doubles matches, doubles competition for the day, we have Gocieri and Kubala versus Garbayo and Ikeda. And Gucciere and Kubala pick up the win in straight sets, 6-5, 6-5. In the fifth and final match of the day, we have Vuelo and Aratz versus Jedden and Manny. And Jedden and Manny pick up the win in straight sets, 6-0 and 6-0. And that gave the Cesta Cyclones 3.5 points for the day. The Rebote Renegades were awarded 2.5, and that gave the Rebote Renegades the third place position in the total standings. And I'm going to go over the players that will be participating in the championship match versus the Wall Warriors and Cesta Cyclones. And on April 17th, this Sunday, which will be the championship, we have five matches, four doubles matches, and one singles match right in the middle of play. And I'm going to go over the players for you. For the first match, we're going to see Inaki and Julin versus Ikeda and Manny. In the second match, we'll have Diaz and Bradley versus Joseph and Manu. In the third match, we'll have Bueno and Nicholas versus Jedden and Manny. In the fourth match is the singles match, and it's Julin versus Carballo. In the fifth match, we have Inaki and Nicholas versus Carballo and Manu. And that is the roster for the championship match on H2H Battle Court match on April 17th, this coming Sunday. And it doesn't stop. On Monday and Tuesday, we have scheduled qualifying matches for the World Super Court. On Monday, 4/18, April 18th, we'll have six matches, and we'll have Benny versus Douglas for the second match, Manu versus Manny. The third match, we'll have Gocieri versus Hyrule. Fourth match, Inaki versus Julin. In the fifth match, we'll have Douglas versus Aratz. In the sixth match, we'll have Hyrule versus Manu. And on Tuesday, 4/19, April 19th, we're going to have six qualifier matches. In the first match, Carballo versus Ikeda. In the second match, Correa versus Ron Ron. In the third match, Ikeda versus Ben. In the fourth match, Kubala versus Carballo. In the fifth match, Ron Ron versus Bradley. And in the sixth and final match of the day, we'll have Bueno versus Correa. And that will do it for the recap for this week. And I've been your host and sportscaster, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great weekend, everyone.
High Line, America's new super sport.